AreaHelp1@.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings died. He was one of the committee chairmen leading impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
The Democrats' representatives say that he passed away at Johns Hopkins Hospital from complications from long-standing health challenges. Elijah Cummings has served since 1996. He was 68 years old. The 7th Congressional District in Maryland includes just over half of Baltimore City.
That's Fox's Heather Childers. President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accuse each other of melting down at a meeting about Syria and the troop withdrawal there.
After leaving, she says calm discussion was needed.
And not a personal invective because he didn't like the way a vote went.
With more than half of House Republicans joining Democrats in condemning the president's action. A White House statement described the president as measured, factual, and decisive at that meeting.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Excuse me, my good man.
Would you happen to know
what day it is?
It's Thursday.
You are correct, sir.
Did I win?
Yes, you won, all right.
What did I win, exactly?
You won.
Your job.
Your job.
Your job.
Now get back to work.
You know what? I need a raise.
Anyone? Coffee, anyone?
No, coffee is for closers only.
I don't get paid enough for this.
It's
showtime. Let me tell you what you can win.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The name game, where you can win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at East Dale Mall. Our 6 o'clock name is Cedric Tell. Cedric Tell, no relation to William.
I was just going to say it.
Tell Cedric that we announced his name. And have him call 396-5477. Of course, Cedric, if you're listening, do that now. because you don't want to miss out on a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. Cedric Tell, 396-5477.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Chilly this morning, and I'm not just talking about the menu. It's a warm jacket this morning not only feels good, it is required. Textbook perfect day after this chilly start. Lots of sunshine, nice breeze, high 72. Clouds increasing tonight, low in the upper 40s, so more jacket weather. Friday, mostly cloudy as a Gulf of Mexico system approaches. More on that as we go through the morning, but it looks like it's going to be probably a tropical depression, maybe a subtropical depression. Will it ever become a tropical storm? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, the next name available is Nestor, but it'll brush by us on Saturday. So we've made radical changes to the Saturday forecast. Friday's high is 72, but the risk of the tropical rain begins late Friday night into Saturday. Breezy, high 71, and then nice Sunday. Right now this morning, I think Alexander City takes the prize is the cool spot at 43. It's 47 in Montgomery and Prattville now. Calm winds at 6:05.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
By the way, before I do our most electrifying story, I worked with a jock in Chicago named Nestor. His nickname on the air was Nestor the Breast Tester. I'm not making that up. I'm not doing it to be salacious or controversial. I think it's electrifying. Let's hear it for men over the age of 50. I mean, there's a perception among youths. And when I say youths, I'm talking about whippersnappers like
Join.
And it's all over. You can't do anything. Here's a 54-year-old guy from Boston who was in Chicago on Sunday for the Chicago Marathon. Nobody was shot in that, by the way. And saw a guy with a gun robbing people on a metro train. So he wrestled the gun away, held the guy down until cops got there, and then ran the marathon.
You don't move! You don't move! You don't move! No! I'm not letting you go! 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 Get down! Get down on the ground! Okay, you give me a police officer right now.
Says, no, there's a guy on the train with a gun walking around right now robbing people. That kind of made me mad.
Tell me what the safety on that gun. I'm a boxer, I'll break your head in one punch.
I just stood stern-faced, and the guy kept saying, me, it's just the gun, let me go, let me go. And I kept telling him, you're not going anywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, and then ran a marathon.
Right, wow, then ran the marathon.
I guess that adrenaline in that moment of, you know, disarming an armed man is probably helpful in one respect. But those Chicago trains, I know some of you travel up there, be very careful which ones you take. When I was 12 years old, my buddy Mike Luzzo and I were on our way to a White Sox game on the South Side, and we were surrounded by four Utes with a knife. And we were scared crapless, needless to say. And there was an older woman behind us who said, just leave him alone. Ignore him. Don't say anything. So we just sat there, and eventually they went away.
I took one to Wrigley, but it was daytime. Was it called the L?
Take it from downtown.
Is it called the L?
Yeah. Because even though it does go underground, at some point north of downtown, it comes up, and it pulls up right behind the Wright Field Wall on Sheffield Avenue.
Yeah,
and yeah, that's the best. Here's the thing, though: you park downtown. There's no spaces. There's very little parking around Wrigley, and it costs a fortune. So you park downtown and take the train. But an all day park downtown that was like $20-$25.
I know, it's crazy.
But yeah, the train's the easiest way to get in and out of it. We once went to a Cub game, and people open up their garages and stuff to make money.
Is that right?
So we parked in somebody's garage once to go to a game.
That's actually a smart way to make money, I would think.
They used to do that, too, when the old Orange Bowl, the relic that it was, the neighborhood around there was a little seedy. but people would let you park on their front lawns for 10 or 20. And that was in the 80s.
Legion Field in Birmingham, similar.
Yeah.
People would let you park on their lawn. By the way, the chili was great.
Oh, well, that was a labor of love. That was
very tasty.
That was put together over a two-day period to let everything, all the ingredients and spices settle for you.
And that's what Birthday Boy wanted on Birthday Eve.
And I already have the stuff in the fridge for tomorrow. He wants that triple-decker ham and egg and cheese sandwich, and you're both going to get one.
Well, I don't know if I want a triple-decker because of waistline, but...
Extra ham?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Here's your local news at 6:10, and we'll be right back.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. The reward for information that will help find Camille McKinney is now up to $25,000. The FBI is involved in the search for the 3-year-old that police say was kidnapped from a birthday party on Saturday. Anyone with information on Camille McKinney, who also goes by Cupcake's whereabouts, should contact 911 immediately or call Birmingham Crime Stoppers. Happening today, Alabama News Network is partnering with the Department of Labor for a job fair at Selma University from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Dozens of employers will be there with thousands of job opportunities. A group of civil rights leaders known as the Courageous Eight were honored yesterday at Alabama State University. The eight individuals led the peaceful protests in Selma that led to the 1965 Selma to Montgomery March. Their portraits were unveiled at ASU and will now be a part of a national traveling exhibit. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I don't know if you guys feel safer today like I do, but we can breathe a little bit easier knowing that Felicity Huffman is in jail, off the streets, no longer a threat to the rest of us, entering the low-security federal correctional institution in Dublin yesterday. But we don't have a song about that institution, but we do this one. Hi, I'm Johnny Craig.
Her name's Felicity Huffman, and she has been condemned. Now she's in a jumpsuit, they threw her in the pen. She's stuck inside a prison, but her sentence is light. But it's the longest 2 weeks of her entire life. No trips out to the day spa, no Hollywood yoga class. There ain't no more red carpet, how will she ever last? Showering with other inmates, she'll get the top bunk bed. Tried to send her kid to college, but got locked up instead.
And I hate to say from personal experience, but even a minimum situation like that, you do what you're told to do. And if you've lived an independent and glamorous Hollywood life,
yeah,
that is a significant change.
Today, she's a number.
That's right. That's right. She's just, I don't remember. I think I had an unlisted number when I did work release. No, really, it's so degrading. But you know what? It's one of those things. I'm glad that it happened because it's all part of the wonderful life I have today. Hi, I'm George Bailey on News Talk 93.1 FM from 6 till 9. Let's look at Jack Ingram's signature used cars and see what's happening over there with Tip of the Team in the category of vehicles under 10,000. And if you're like me and you've had to shop for a new driver, look, there's a big game. They begin, even before they get their license, they're envisioning driving around in something similar to like the Deathmobile from Animal House. And they'll be ashamed and humiliated in front of all their friends. Well, you don't have to put them through that emotional stress, but you do want them driving something safe in case they make that first mistake. And there are many choices, great cars, great-looking cars, well under 10,000 at Jack Ingram. A Volkswagen Jetta, which met the Budell family standards for safety for Mademoiselle Goose, under $7,000, and it looks like it just came off the assembly line. 2011 Nissan Sentra, under $7,000, and it's in mint condition with low mileage. Camrys, another Sentra, and if you want something a little bit bigger and beefier, there's a 2007 Chevy Tahoe in this category as well. Let's see if they've added some new things. 2009 Acura RL 3.7 as well. Great choices, and for those of you who have had credit, I've had that too, the credit crash and burn. At Jack Ingram, they have over 20 programs available, so don't let past credit issues prevent you from going to see Tip and that team. They'll get you done, and they'll get you done on something really nice. Jack Ingram, signature used cars, 235 Red Eastern Bypass. Shop online by price, by category, type of vehicle, or brand at jackingram.com. I have been fussing this week over the current crop of nominees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. We have a song inspired by the Rolling Stones for that.
Oh, no.
That is coming up.
I'm trying to think of which song would it be.
Well, I think you'll like it because it really makes the point about what a joke the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. And then we'll have the timeline for October 17th. Pops. Let's see. Dad would have been 97
today.
Yeah. So he's a Libra, too. And let's see. There's another birthday imminent, isn't there?
Yeah, you don't have any additional announcements, do you? You're going to be in town tomorrow?
I mean, have you given yourself anything else that we were planning on giving you?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, what you're planning on giving me?
Can you fit us in?
I haven't gone to get a card yet. But I did order cupcakes. So, no, I didn't.
Did you see the picture he sent yesterday? I just sent it to you.
Oh,
Look what I said.
I saw.
Look what I said to you.
Excuse me. Well, I whipped this out. Let's see. Several pictures.
Well, that first picture that I sent you just now.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How?
That was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I got everything set up.
Oh,
how tall?
It's 47 at his house right now. He just showed me.
Yeah.
That's live data.
Oh, it's all hooked up?
It's all hooked up.
Guess what, Prattville? You're no longer in the dark when it comes to weather. We have a station there now.
Yes.
Live data.
Awesome. How tall is that?
It's about 15 feet. 15, 16 feet in the air.
Yeah, we all exaggerate.
Well, mine's what, about 5 feet? Yours is bigger.
I have, I haven't been here in any place, actually, but I have a lot of trees in my
right,
not just my neighborhood, but in my yard.
And to get an accurate rainfall, you have to have no obstructions on that plane, you know. So,
yeah. Well, it's very
we're happy.
It's very impressive.
And I have it on a swivel so that when I need to change the batteries or need to clean out the rain gauge
smart.
And stuff, it'll swivel down.
Yeah.
I'll have to walk about 15 or 16 feet to get to the end of it. But that way I don't have to climb up there or do any kind of weird whatever to get it down.
My swivel is called Peyton, then I get out my checkbook.
Wow.
Need to change batteries.
Who's ready for our first look at the roads?
I'm ready.
Okay, then we'll have the the stone salute to the people that just don't have any place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then the timeline for the 17th of October at 6:20. What's that temperature again?
At his house, 47.
47. Well, he's well north of us. Probably a lot colder up there.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A little earlier this morning, we had an overturned vehicle on I-65 northbound just before Fairview. It is possible we still have folks on the scene out there. That accident may produce a fatality this morning. It looks that way. I cannot stress enough how you must buckle up and put the phone down and not text while you're driving. That text can wait till you get where you're going. Be careful out there this morning. We have no other accidents to tell you about around the city. Just drive carefully. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Make your butt up!
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Now that we have your undivided attention, major wreck on 65 at Fairview.
At Fairview, and it says all lanes of the interstate are closed at the moment. And we just saw a picture from that area, and there are several emergency vehicles on the scene. So apparently all lanes of I-65 closed near the Fairview exit.
Anybody heading south to the Hyundai plant and other locations, you should find an alternate route because that looks like it'll take time to get together. I'm going to delay the Stones Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song till the Cheap and Trashy later in the hour so we can get to the timeline for October 17th with your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 290th day of the year. There are 75 days left, and this is your timeline. On Information Overload Day, okay, it's also Mulligan Day. That refers to golf. Folks.
Yes.
That's where you do it's a do-over, right?
Anytime I play golf.
It's a do-over?
It's Mulligan Day. You get Mulligan one day. Mulligan every nine holes. Yeah.
So it's also National Pasta Day. Well, we didn't have pasta, but we had some great chili this morning on a chilly morning. And boy, that cheese was just
was great.
If I had known, if you'd texted me, I could have made some noodles. You could have chili mac.
Ooh. So,
next time.
Yeah. This was his request on birthday Eve, right?
Right.
It's Payback a Friend Day, or as Wimpy would say, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. 1777, huge Patriot victory, Saratoga, New York, against the British. My dad used to take me to the Saratoga battlefield, upstate New York. 117 years ago, 1902, first Cadillac completed in Detroit. 103 years ago, a major motion picture, well, not major, but it's 1916 is the year, okay? Do you know of the movie A Daughter of the Gods?
I don't.
It stars a swimmer splashing, her name is Annette Kellerman. It's the first nude scene in a major feature film. No copy of this film exists, well, no good copy, anyway. 1919, RCA is created, the Radio Corporation of America. 88 years ago, in 1931, Al Capone convicted of income tax evasion. That's how they got him. A bean counter figured it out. This is the way we're going to get him. He was sentenced to 11 years in prison, released 8 years later. He died of a recluse in 1947 with syphilis. Down in Florida.
On Star Island, you can see his house from the water.
He became just an invalid. 1951, the CBSi logo debuts. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. 1964, Manfred Mann starting a two-week run at number one with Do I Diddy. 49 years ago, 1970, Jackson 5, number one with I'll Be There. Stayed at number one for 5 weeks. Now our song of the day, and I won't sing it. It's from Detroit's own Freda Payne. She's 77 now, but she was 27 back in 1970. No surprise, this song is another Holland Dozier Holland classic. Since you've been gone, all that's left of this band of gold and this ring around the top. Freda Payne is on your timeline.
Now that you're
that song. That is a good one. Everything. Holland Dozier Holland wrote.
Too bad she didn't have more hits. That was an
excellent radio song. 1974, the movie Benji debuts, a film about a stray dog who helps rescue several kidnapped children. It became a family classic. 40 years ago, in 1979, Mother Teresa won the Nobel Peace Prize for 30 years of her work on behalf of the destitute in Calcutta, India. Also on that same day in 79, Fleetwood Mac's two-album set, Tusk, debuts on this date.
Ooh!
Yeah. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, I gotta find some animal stories. There's not much.
No more? No,
I'll look. I'll look. Okay. I just want to play a song.
Benji is debuted on this date.
That was my nickname with some people because my middle name is Benjamin, and a lot of people always call me Gregory Benjamin.
Benji.
Hey, Benji. I hated it.
30 years ago in 1989, it was around 5 o'clock our time, earthquake strikes San Francisco.
That's right.
Just before the third game of the World Series between the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants, the Bay Series. It measured 7.1 on the Richter scale, destroyed 100,000 buildings, and killed 67 people. I'll never forget Al Michaels calling it.
And turning into a newsman, really.
Right. And all of a sudden, then they lost the signal. You know?
Yes.
And they got it back, but for...
I was on Biscayne Boulevard in Miami with a buddy. We were going to watch the game after having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So we turned on the radio to catch the opening of the game, and... it cut out, and we're thinking, thought there was something wrong with my car radio.
Right.
And so we get upstairs, and by that time, the camera was panning the stadium and the infield with, filled with people mm-hmm. who had jumped out of the lower deck, thinking the upper deck might collapse. I'll tell you what, it's amazing that ballpark with all those people did not collapse.
And you're right. Al Michaels went from a sports guy to a news guy, and that's what you have to do. And that happened when in Munich, too, remember?
Yep. When the 72 Olympics.
There's a video of that accident.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It looks like the other lane is going. Does that look southbound to you?
I don't know which one, if it was southbound
or northbound.
I
can't say.
Yeah.
But there is a problem at Fairview. All right, back to the timeline. 22 years ago in 97, more than 2,000 people jammed into the Aurora, Colorado church for a funeral service for John Denver. Passed away on October 12th when his home-built airplane crashed into the sea. Died of blunt force trauma, and I won't tell you which parts of his body they never found. They list every part
really?
Of his body that
it was
never
oh my
out.
God.
Read that last sentence there.
Maybe we could make it into a conundrum.
That's awful.
Oh my God.
Felicity Jones is 36 today, and she still has all parts of her body. Eminem is 47. His real name is Marshall Mathers III. Chris Kilpatrick from NSYNC is 48. Ziggy Marley is 51, probably enjoying a joint right now. Mike Judge is 57, genius creator of Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill. He also does the voices for Beavis, Butthead, and Hank Hill. Norm MacDonald is 60 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to play some Norm.
Alan Jackson is 61. Norm! How old is Norm, George Went, today?
I'm going to go with 72.
71, you're really close. Michael McKeon, though, is 72, from Laverne and Shirley. Jim Seals from Seals and Crofts is 78 today. Countdowns, one day away from birthday, if you can squeeze us in.
Of course I can squeeze you in.
14 days till Halloween, 17 days till the time change, Thanksgiving in 42 days, Christmas in 73 days, and pitchers and catchers report in 122 days. That's it.
Your timeline from Rich Thomas. 6:33, we'll get an update on that mess on 65 in just a moment. Gulf States Mobility, it's been a... I'm very proud of the fact that they have been part of what we do here on News Talk 93.1 FM for a decade now. And sharing with us the progress and the innovations they create in their workshop on Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka that help people who have received that toughest of all breaks, surviving a wreck or a surgery gone bad, and, of course, our wounded heroes who come back facing long-term rehabilitation. They begin the process of helping them adjust to a reconfigured life, whether it's short or long-term or permanent. Gulf States Mobility immediately begins to assess and restore as many choices as possible, beginning with the home they're returning to and making sure that every part of it is safely accessible, chairless for stairs and more. They have also put digital technology to the best possible use by using that to put people back behind the wheel of a car so they can take control of their own schedule and go where they want to go when they want to go. And that's one of those things we just don't think about or appreciate until we don't have it. That's what they do. They re-empower people who have caught life's toughest break. Their number is 514-6590. We always ask an appreciation of your own mobility. Look them up when you have a second on Facebook and like them for the great work they do. Gulf States Mobility with Tomka.
Just real quick, southbound 65 is open. Northbound 65 is closed. except for one lane, and the Fairview exit is closed.
Okay, so it is the northbound affected, and southbound traffic is moving. We could see, but we weren't sure which way the camera was pointing, that one lane was okay.
We're going to be talking about duct tape.
Yeah.
On TV in just a few minutes. That should be fun.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
It's chilly. We just heard that it's not only 47 at Jay's house, it's 47 out at the airport and 47 at the Prattville Airport at the moment. So it is a chilly start. It is a jacket morning. And I think it's going to be a jacket night tonight. Textbook perfect day. Lots of sun. Nice breeze. High 72. Clouds increasing tonight because of something lurking in the Gulf that we'll be talking about. I think tomorrow becomes mostly cloudy as that Gulf system approaches. High 72. Will it be a tropical depression or a subtropical storm of some sort? Will it get a name? We're watching. It's called, right now it's called Invest 96L. Then periods of rain begin during the overnight hours Friday into part of the day Saturday. Breezy because of the tropical system. High 71. Nice on Sunday, though. It gets out of the way. High 80. And then a strong cold front Monday night that could bring some strong storms into Alabama. Right now this morning, clear skies, chilly. It's 47 at 635.
All right. We got Wendell downstairs with the latest on the wreck on 65. When we come back, we'll be joining the cast of Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32 Live.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 northbound, right before Fairview Avenue. We have a couple of lanes open now. We had an 18-wheeler crash earlier this morning that produced a fatality. Please drive carefully through that area. It is moving, but traffic is very slow northbound on 65 right at Fairview Avenue. Elsewhere around the city, traffic is moving this morning. We don't have any other accidents to tell you about at this time, but buckle up and be safe out there now. Thursday night, tonight, is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss Monday Night Football with 50 Cent Wings. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings died. He was one of the committee chairmen leading impeachment proceedings against President Trump.
The Democrats' representatives say that he passed away at Johns Hopkins Hospital from complications from long-standing health challenges. Elijah Cummings has served since 1996. He was 68 years old. The 7th Congressional District in Maryland includes just over half of Baltimore City.
That's Fox's Heather Childers. President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accuse each other of melting down at a meeting about Syria and the troop withdrawal there.
After leaving, she says calm discussion was needed.
And not a personal invective because he didn't like the way a vote went.
With more than half of House Republicans joining Democrats in condemning the president's action. A White House statement described the president as measured, factual, and decisive at that meeting.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W-30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road. Tire City! Follow through October 19th.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Happy 60th birthday, Norm MacDonald.
Hey, this occurred to me today. ID, which I had to show it again. There's a strange abbreviation when you think about it. I is short for I. And then D is short for identification. They could have split that one up a little better, you know? That was the TV, I watch the news. Make you afraid, the news, you know? Put all these stories on. Iraq, Iran, North Korea, you know, try to scare you, you know? But does it ever really scare you? Like, you ever wake up in the middle of the night, North Korea! That little tiny country across the ocean. I wonder if they'll get me. Plus, didn't MASH settle that like 20 years ago?
It's showtime.
At 6:40, we're waiting to make our connection.
That's interesting that it's both Norm MacDonald's birthday and it's George Wendt's birthday.
Yeah.
Who played Norm on Cheers.
Oh, wow, what a moment.
They're both born on October 17th.
What's your favorite Norm entry line, dude?
Oh, God.
How's it going, Mr. McDonald? Says, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Love some Norm. We got a couple I pulled out that we'll play during the morning.
All right.
He's a favorite. So they never found his head, pelvis, kidneys, or spleen.
Yes. We're back to John Denver.
Wow. I saw a documentary on that. On that crash.
Remember his car accident a few years earlier? His blood alcohol level it's a number I've never seen before.
Yeah. In the third, near fatal.
Yeah.
We're almost ready.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A new survey found people really use duct tape on everything.
Yeah, just about from home and car repairs to their cuts and wounds. And right now, the average American has 7 things that are temporarily held together by duct tape.
I think that I can top the list more than 7 things. We're going to bring in 3 minutes. We're going to bring in our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, here's Bailey's head. 3 men and a Bailey this morning. I don't know.
3 men and a Bailey. Like that.
There you go.
Very cute.
So, we've all used duct tape for... What's the weirdest thing you've ever used duct tape for?
Shoulder separation.
What? No.
Yes.
Wow.
No.
It's going to hurt coming off.
I had a bike accident.
Right.
I went over the front of the bike, mm-hmm. right next to a busy road, and a guy...
That Ryan.
I could hear
that Ryan.
You already knew who that snicker belonged to. You didn't even have to say a word. You knew who it belonged to.
I did. And a guy pulled over,
mm-hmm.
and my shoulder was up next to my right ear.
Right.
It obviously popped out.
Oh, wow.
So he pushed it back down into place.
We needed that visual.
Yeah.
I'm a chiropractor, and he... took some duct tape taped it down until I could get medical attention.
There you go.
He gave you the duct tape.
He had it. I did not heal my own shoulder, no.
So friends, always carry duct tape in your car for medical emergencies.
The most important thing about duct tape is to...
Add that in a first aid.
Yes, right, that's in your first aid kit. That's all you need. You just open it up. You just need some Neosporin and some duct tape.
But the thing with duct tape is you never know where you're going to need it. So I have it strategically placed around the house. I have a roll in my bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have
okay
in the junk drawer and in the garage for the any drawer. Outside
I love
stuff.
That. Yeah, that's where mine is.
Everybody's got a junk drawer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I googled some of the weirdest uses here, and there's a few more. People have put it on their feet to stay warm. I've seen pictures of that.
That I've never heard of.
Catch flies, remove lint. Of course, fix hoses. We've all
seen people prom dresses and stuff out of it.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
That's right.
Your date used duct tape for her dress.
Somebody did make a duct tape dress. I've also used duct tape. Once I had bought some slacks to go to an event. Mm-hmm. And then when I put them on, they were like way too long. So I turned them in. I had to wear these pants.
Right.
Tape. Okay, you hemmed your pants with the tape?
On the inside. I folded the pant inward and then I tore the duct tape. Duct tape tears nicely.
It does.
So if you don't need a wide piece, you can split it in half. And then I hemmed my pants from the inside with duct tape.
You could put stuff up on the wall by putting the duct tape backwards and stick stuff on.
Yeah,
the wall.
if you roll it together into a roll, you can hang things with it and stuff.
I used to do that, but then it took the paint off my wall.
Yes, if you use a lot of it, you can hang people up on the wall too.
Have you tried that, Ryan?
I've seen a picture of two.
A picture.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm.
It says here hide valuables. I don't know how you hide valuables with duct tape, but it says remove splinters.
Well, oh, that's because everything is wrapped in duct tape, I guess. You just assume like, oh, there's nothing to see there. That's just
it's not important.
In Florida,
a ring-shaped piece of duct tape. I don't know.
In Florida, there's so many lousy cars on the road. I have seen hoods of cars duct taped into place. I saw a side door that was duct taped and fenders too.
I've seen that, yeah.
So it's available for instant. But people ride around like that. I once saw a car with
what's the real purpose for duct tape then?
Didn't NASA invent it for the space program?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know, but I did use it on my car when I hit a deer and I had to duct tape my car back together.
Wow. You duct taped a deer back together?
No. My car.
Hold on, I want
to
put your
deer to the hood.
I'm going to put your antlers back on.
Here. I think for next time.
See ya.
For next time, I'm challenging you guys to figure out what the real purpose is, but we'll have to see you guys tomorrow.
All right, alrighty. How you doing?
Bye-bye. Bye, guys. If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay, we're at 6:38, so let's go straight to the Cheap and Trash.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, we were going to play this a couple of minutes ago, but we had to get the word out on that accident on 65 to Fairview, which is still a mess, and we'll have an update from Skipper in just a moment. A couple of days ago, when the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were announced once again, and I just don't get it, groups like Styx are still waiting to be nominated while they're allowing all kinds of other groups that had nothing to do with rock and roll. Whitney Houston's a nominee. Great performer, superstar, not a rock and roller. Mm-hmm. So we finally came up with a song to express our angst over the lack of real rock and roll nominees. Help from the Stones.
Why are they letting rap and hip-hop in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Disco songs from ABBA, pop tunes from Madonna, led in N.W.A. It's so lame. Public Enemy and Run DMC, and now it's Biggie Smalls. They don't even sing or play rock guitar or instruments at all. It's so wrong. I said, I know it isn't rock and roll, but they're famous. I know it isn't rock and roll. They don't play it. No, they don't.
Who's next, Bieber? NSYNC, Jonas Brothers,
they'll pick Britney. Who in the hell has been voting?
It is 6:48. The annual Power 100 list, people in entertainment, Disney CEO Bob Iger is number one. What's interesting about the list, notice that Jordan Peele, who was a player on Mad TV 20 years ago, is now number 42. There's a guy who's really built himself a little. He's the guy behind the substitute teacher bit. We get a lot of requests for
him. Right.
But people who have fallen off the top 100 power list include Denzel Washington. He was 54th last year. Jennifer Lawrence.
Sorry.
Fast We Fall from Grace. Chris Pratt. Ryan Reynolds. LeBron James, who was 75 last year, is off. Will Ferrell is off. Meryl Streep is off the list. And so is Tom Cruise.
Huh.
Just indicative of a little shift in who's hot and who's not in show business. Jennifer Aniston again. This woman makes news every day and never does a damn thing. You know, it's not like here's her new movie or a new TV show. This time she said she joined Instagram, which I have not done.
Yeah.
She set a record reaching 1 million followers in less than 5 hours.
You think you could break that?
No.
Okay.
I gave that considerable thought. I don't think I could get a million.
Not that this belongs to the cheap and trashy, but I'm reading about a congressman who passed away just...
Elijah Cummings.
Yeah.
I was on a plane with him recently.
Really?
And,
was this the one where you were coming back from?
I forget which plane, which ride I was on, but he was right in front of me. Nice guy. Shook my hand. We talked. Yeah. He was on TV a lot. You know, he was a...
Okay. No, that's fine. I didn't know that it was well-known.
Happened in the middle of the night. He was 68.
You know, he does not run the city of Baltimore, but there's a city with enormous problems. Highest murder rate, number one rat-infested city in America, and our tax dollars went into the tune of $15 billion. So not to mock anybody's passing, but there's an opportunity there. Maybe they can find somebody who can actually get something done for that town. It's such a great city. With such a history.
And, I mean, there's also some great food if you like
Crab
cakes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And by the way, they know you're not from Baltimore if you call it Baltimore. If you're from Baltimore, it's called Balmore.
Balmore. You drop the T?
Yep.
Okay.
This is like Montgomery. You don't use the T. You don't say Montgomery.
Montgomery. Right,
but you do say Huntington, right?
Huntington, yes.
I say it quick because I'm not sure.
Not Huntington.
Huntington sounds lazy, but Montgomery does not.
We used to have a news guy over at Channel 12, and Cal would say, "Cal Calloway, WSFA 12 News, Enterprise,
Enterprise." Disney wants to keep making R-rated Deadpool movies. I didn't know that Deadpool was now part of that, too.
Well, when they bought Fox.
Oh.
When the Fox merger came.
So Disney bought the Star Wars, Star Trek.
They bought that from the Lucas folks.
Lucas. Then they got Marvel.
Then they got Marvel, yeah. And then they bought Fox, which granted them The Simpsons and a bunch of other stuff.
There's a little bit of an antitrust thing about
Disney. I would agree a bit. Now, for my entertainment purposes, I'm okay, but it's a little bit, a little much there.
It'll be interesting to see. When do they launch Disney Plus? January 1st?
November 12th.
Oh, November 12th. It'll be interesting to see what the sign-up is. You know, probably, if that's an individual stock, that might be something worth looking at.
$6 a month.
Yeah. How long do you think it'll stay at 6?
I don't know, but I think it's going to have a massive start.
I'm boycotting it at
first. $6 a month?
You're not,
that's cheap compared to what I pay for most other
sponsors. They're going to go through their subscriber rolls and say, where's Rich Thomas?
Yeah, really?
He subscribes to everything else.
Everything else.
Why doesn't he have Disney Plus? Somebody discovered a major plot hole in The Big Bang Theory, and I don't think that's a big deal because if you watch any show that ran for a number of years, you are going to see major continuity errors.
Sure.
And the worst was Andy Griffith. I mean, they contradict themselves so many times over the course of that show.
Even the clock times in the background on scenes like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Do you remember Ron Eli?
Yeah. The
Tarzan.
Tarzan. Yeah. He was kind of an 80s sex
How does that go again, Rich?
Never mind.
Hit the dump button.
His wife, former wife, was stabbed to death in her home yesterday, but it was their son who was shot and killed by police. In that, there are 12 choices, costume-wise, to play Keanu Reeves, man, for Halloween. The bat that Babe Ruth used to hit his 500th home run is hitting the auction block, and if you guys are looking for ideas for my Christmas gift...
Yeah, we're having a meeting at 9.
I'll chip in 10 for that.
10,000?
Oh, no, I just did bucks.
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool to have something like that, but that's for people that got money to burn. Boxer Patrick Day died of brain injuries yesterday, 4 days after having his brains beat out in a fight.
27 years old.
I got to say something about this. There is a medication they're advertising called Neulasta that's supposed to, I believe, help people who are not getting it done with their regular antidepressant.
Uh-huh.
So it's a brain drug, right? And you know how they advertise it? They got a young chick boxing. That, you know, and looking, you know, I guess this is another social justice warrior.
Right.
Let's show how women can be barbaric, too. I got news for you. If you suffer from depression or any mental condition, getting hit in the head is not going to make it better.
Mm.
And I actually went to their website and sent them a note saying, you really look like idiots for doing this. If you're trying to help somebody's brain out, don't market it with a sport where you get, where the objective literally is to brain damage your opponent. That's so stupid. Halftime at, not on Cheap and Trashy, that's over. Halftime at Baumhauer's Victory Grill is Monday through Friday from 2 to 6 in the afternoon.
Looks like you guys had a great time yesterday.
We did. JT and Leanne, everybody loved them. They were really happy to be celebrated. And this coming Wednesday, it's Joey and Jack Campbell night. Well, Joey Clark and Jack Campbell at Baumhauer's after happy hour. Weekdays, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, you can get half off chips, cheese, and salsa, sweet potato fries, fried pickles, which are an addictive appetizer with ranch dressing, Spencer's Gooey Fries, Hot Lips, that's chicken, it's just like a chicken nugget, but better. And the Tailgate Burger and Fries, half off all of those, Monday through Friday from 2 to 6, and great drink prices, including half-off glasses and bottles of wine. That's Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Monday through Friday from 2 to 6. Thanks to everybody that came and joined us for last night's celebration of JT and Leanne. And we hope to see you again this coming Wednesday when Joey Clark and Jack Campbell, we toast their new show. It is 6:56. Back to Wendell with the latest on that wreck on 65. Fox News coming up in the next hour. Random facts. That'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-65 northbound at Fairview Avenue. A little earlier this morning, we had an accident with a fatality. We understand some lanes are open and traffic is moving there now, but it is still a little bit busy, so just use caution as you go through there. And everywhere else, we are looking pretty good this morning around the boulevard, 65 southbound into Montgomery, I-85 looking pretty good this morning. Use caution, drive with care, and we'll keep you updated. Bring your good credit to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll have a great selection of used cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers starting at just $199 per month. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got bought him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama home mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know it or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time.